This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys. How y'all doing out there? All right. How's your Spanish coming? Have you guys been learning Spanish? I told you guys to start learning Spanish a while back. Have you been doing it? Nope. Why not? People in other countries are multilingual. I mean, I know my language is food and love. Okay, yeah. I get that. Okay, that's okay. But can you have another language in there besides English? This is where society's going. I don't make the rules. Okay, fine. Learn Italian. Grazie. Prego. Learn Italian, that's fine. Learn French. I can't do French. You gotta be sexy to do French. On, peut, dit, a dit. I couldn't do French. French, they don't spend that much time talking. Oui. They speak very quick. You notice that with the French? Merci. You're like, did you say thank you? You know, cause me, you know, especially with my twang, like, well, thank you. Really? Thanks. French don't talk like that. Merci. When you have to say yes, you know, would you like a crepe? So if somebody asks me for a crepe in England, in English, you know, hey, Dahlia, would you like a crepe? I'm like, oh, hell yeah. Yeah, I'd like a crepe. What do the French do? Oui. I like, what did you just say? Oui. You said oui. Like, they won't go oui. They don't do that. The French talk quick. Okay? Hey, Dahlia, would you like some Brussels sprouts with your crepe? Okay, now in English, I'd be like, oh, hell no. No. Oh, hell no. Okay, in France, no. What did you say? No. I didn't catch that. It was too delicate. It was too Parisian for me. It's too delicate. So the French, boy, very, very interesting when you talk. I love Southerners. You know, from Kentucky to Alabama, Georgia. I could talk like this all day long. And because they really accent the words, armadillo. That armadillo has so much character. Don't just go armadillo. You don't even hear what it is. Crocodile. You see? Go crocodile. You really put a lot of emphasis on these other vowels and sounds. It just makes sense. Would you like some grits? You know, you see how, that's like a 5-second word. Grits. Bostonians do things a little differently. Bostonians are very quick. Water. Get into the car. But they do, though, speak longer in their length of time than us. See, ka. New Yorkers. You think New Yorkers, they do everything in New York minute. Mm-mm. Because they roll some sounds. Oh, forget about it. Take the L-I-E. I can't do a New York accent, I told. Yo, Vinny. Yo. Yeah, see? They'll speak a little longer. So anyway, so I was looking up the story of the influenza case, you know, that Ethan Couch. He was the one that killed 4 in a DUI wreck, and I guess they blamed the way he was raised by his parents. But when you search up the story, you're going to have 3 of the 5 titles in Spanish. So, you know, you better be prepared to read Spanish. So I looked at the story, and this is what I got on Google. El Niño Rico que mató a 4 personas en Basel. Su defensa en la malcrianza de sus padres saldrá en libertad tras 2 años. So, they're talking about the rich boy that killed four kids, and based his defense on the way his parents treated him, has now is getting set for release in 2 years, or after 2 years. So, start learning your Spanish. And you know, I love the Spanish language, and I've, you know, been very, very grateful to all those who taught me all these years. But I do sense the frustration that a lot of people have where, you know, on top of everything else we have to do, we have to learn another language. You know, English is the primary language of America. And to have something given to you not in your primary language in your country of birth is frustrating. I get that. I think it's very frustrating. I told you, I'm in Miami, love Miami, great city. I get into an elevator, and somebody tells me in Spanish to hit the third floor, assuming I know Spanish. I did, but for somebody who doesn't speak the language, but they speak English, being American, they speak English, that's very frustrating to feel like a foreigner in your own country. I get that. But what you guys have to remember is every other country seems to have us beat when it comes to them being linguistically competent in other languages. And when we teach our students a second language in school, they get to choose Spanish, they get to choose French, they get to choose Latin, now they're getting to choose Mandarin, which is nice. You have choices. But are they really becoming fluent in the language? I took 5 years of Spanish. Eighth grade it started. So eighth grade, and then freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. I still wasn't fluent. It wasn't until I moved to L.A. for my fourth year of medical school, where I all day long was speaking Spanish to patients, where I really got good in medical Spanish, but that's medical Spanish. You know, I still have trouble getting around an airport or a library, even though those are the words I learned in high school. ¿Dónde está la biblioteca? Where's the library? Right. El aeropuerto está allí. The airport is there. So that's good. Oh, and then La Bamba. We had the Parla Barla Bamba. We had to sing that song in Spanish class. Okay, that was nice. It gave us a nice introduction, a nice taste. And, yeah, we learned how to conjugate verbs and things like that. But it didn't make me completely fluent. I still have a lot more work to do, even though I'm considered fluent. So I really suggest we have submersion programs or we start teaching kids at a very early age. In Israel, everybody knows Hebrew and English. They just have to learn two languages. Now, it's easy for other countries because English is so universal, everybody learn English. You know, and you know, in with our society, we wonder, well, should we learn Chinese? Should we learn Japanese? Should we learn Spanish? You know, what's to choose from? My suggestion is just pick up a second language. They also say it helps to stave off dementia because it keeps our minds busy learning. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a little bit of a shakeup, right, with the Veterans Affairs, as we have a new pick. Boy, that happened fast. Shulking out, and Dr. Ronnie Jackson is in. A lot of chaos, it appears, going on in the administration. Or is it fine precision, surgical precision, the reorganization? I don't know. So, Trump has decided to appoint Dr. Ronnie Jackson to oversee Veteran Affairs. He's going to run the Department of Veterans Affairs, replacing David Shokin. David Shokin was fired, I believe, was it via tweet? I don't know. Now, apparently, this Dr. Ronnie Jackson, very qualified, okay? The media doesn't like him because I think he was the one that gave President Obama a clean bill of health. Didn't he say he could live till 200, something like that? And so some people don't like him because of that. But, I mean, honestly, come on. People make, you know, they say, oh, man, you are so good. You could have 2,000 children. I mean, you know, people say things all the time and hyperbole, and that happens. So Dr. Ronny Jackson was originally appointed by President Obama, served in Iraq, is a highly trained Navy admiral, even on faculty at Harvard-affiliated hospital. Media members don't like him because he gave President Trump a clean bill of health. BBC tweeted that Trump picked his doctor to replace fired Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin, promoting Donald Trump Jr. to defend his father's choice. So, obviously, there's a lot of now, you know, pie-throwing and yellow journalism and all sorts of stuff. People are all grumpy. And, you know, when it comes to the VA, I don't know why it's been such a cluster. I don't. I mean, you would think our veterans would be one of the first to be taken care of. And it just seems to be like that. Where, you know what? They're good. They're already on our side that, you know, they'll do whatever we ask and they won't complain. And I wonder if that's why we've had so many issues with the VA health system. When you're in the military, you don't get to complain and do Yelp reviews and ask for, you know, like a suggestion box. There's no suggestion box in the military. When you're served your food in the mess hall, that's what you eat. You don't sit there and complain. I mean, maybe you'll complain quietly. They say thank you, and that's good. They're very cordial people in the military. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Thank you. They're amazing. I love people in the military. God bless you guys. You guys are, and gals, you guys are awesome. But, you know, you don't sweat the little stuff. And so maybe that's, unfortunately, what's doing the military in when it comes to later Veterans Affairs, where, well, they're not going to complain. These are good, strong Americans that love their country, and they won't complain about the country. And they will take it as that's the way it is. And so maybe they don't think, maybe they think they have an audience that's a captive audience, that's an audience that really won't complain too much, where they don't try as hard. Yet in the private sector, oh boy. In the private sector, things get publicized really bad. Things get blasted all over the internet. You know, people don't really talk a lot about what happens in the military. It's kind of hush-hush. So you don't have public opinion steering you in one way or the other, which is what the military needs. Okay? If the public weighed in on every single move the military did, nothing would get done. Stuff has to get done. Unfortunately, Veterans Affairs is still run by the government. And you have a audience and you have a demographic that aren't big complainers. Okay? They, unfortunately, are now enslaved to the government system. Where if they can't get a job after leaving the military and they can't afford the medical bills that they need from military-induced, you know, injuries or illnesses or just regular illnesses in life, they're going to like it or lump it. They're going to lump it. Whereas those of us, the Blue Cross Blue Shield or United or Aetna or whatever, employer-based insurance, we will howl and haw and craw and yell and, you know, we'll do all that. But no, 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 not veterans. So now there's a wait time. There's a longer wait time. Some stuff doesn't get done. And they're grumpy. They're grumpy better, but they don't make a big stink. I think they should. I think that's ridiculous. Okay? I think they deserve amazing health care. But even if there's people in the government, like Shulkin, I think Shulkin and Jackson, I think they all want veterans to get good health care. There's something going on that we're not being told. Is it that there really isn't enough funds? Is it that nobody wants to work for the VA system? That they just don't have enough providers? My guess is both. That they really underestimated how much money they would need to take care of our veterans. We don't have any World War I veterans still alive, but we still have World War II veterans. We got Vietnam veterans, Korean, Gulf War, people who toured Iraq and Afghanistan, people that served in multiple, I include Koreans, right? People that served in multiple different tours, different times in their life. We have a lot of people in the military, thank God. I wish we could attract more. And maybe they just don't have the funds. So they try to go cheaper. I saw this back in the early 2000s because people who were veterans would go outside, go to the civilian private sector to get the medicines they need. They go, look, I can't get this at the VA. You have samples of this. You prescribe it. I'll pay for it at the pharmacy. This will work for me. So I don't mind seeing you once every 3 months so I can at least get that. So, you know, many of them did have to go to the private sector to get what they needed and see a civilian doctor. And I'm like, well, why won't they cover this? This, you being on this medication will take you off two or three of the ones they're giving you. That'll save money. So I don't know what the answer is. Everything costs a lot of money. Do we have enough tax dollars? You know, in the next segment, we're going to be talking about what's happening with the teachers. Apparently, the teachers in Arizona are on strike because they average $30,000 a year, $35,000 a year, which is ridiculous. You know, some of them are saying, look, I went to college. I got a college education, college degree just to make, I could make this without a college degree. And so the answer would be, well, let's pay our teachers more. Okay, let's pay our teachers more. So what do? Well, we raise taxes. Well, what if the voters don't want to raise taxes? Where does the money come from? If the answer to fixing our veteran medical system and other issues and things that veterans need is increasing taxes, how much is our society going to support that? The average person, whether they're Democrat or Republican, don't. Well, we want to support our troops. But would we support a tax hike to pay for that? No. The average person would say no because they don't think the money would go to the veterans. They're like, well, where's our tax money going to now? Well, it's going to Obamacare employees and extra IRS agents for Obamacare, and it's going to these studies where we're testing animal farts and, you know, going to, you know, so there's all sorts of things that the money is going to. Congress, their flights, you know, stupid stuff like that, that you're like, you know, even if you raise my taxes, I don't see how veterans are going to get amazing care by that. In order to do what we need to do, we would have to really skyrocket our taxes. State, local, national. And with all the money mismanagement, nobody trusts that. And with half our country not paying taxes, how are we supposed to do what we need to do? You know, in other countries, they're a lot more strict. Yeah, their tax rate is higher, but more people have to pay. You don't have half the country not paying taxes. That's baloney. So, you know, if I was to revamp the veteran system, VA system, I mean, management is a big part of it. Trying to attract staff. You need staff. Good staff. Allowing more of an art when it comes to medicines and treatment. You know, preventative medicine will save a lot down the road. Let me CAT scan you now and find your cancer at stage one. Then you wait and the cancer isn't found till it's stage three and treatment is a lot harder. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Will eating out give you man boobs? It could. A new study from researchers at Joint... Sorry. I just had my breast ultrasound today. Oh, my gosh. Man, I mean, you know, luckily the tech was excellent. You know, she was awesome, but it just, it's so awkward having to deal with that. I really feel bad for guys who, you know, have extra breast tissue that they don't want, because as a woman, I really can't stand having boobs. They are in the way. And everybody thinks, oh yeah, you love them and you, I don't. They're in the way. I got things to do. I need to be more aerodynamic. I want my shirts to fit better, and they just don't. Anyway, so they're on my mind. I'm sorry. But a new study from researchers at George Washington University and the University of California, Berkeley, found that people who dined out more often had higher levels of toxic chemicals called phthalates. Ooh, not phthalates. Yep, phthalates. People who reported eating more restaurant fast food or cafeteria prepared food had phthalate levels almost 35% higher than those who mostly cooked and ate their own food. So, they said that this study suggests food prepared at home is less likely to contain higher levels of phthalates, which are chemicals linked to fertility problems, pregnancy complications, and other health issues. Our findings suggest that dining out may be important and previously under-recognized source of exposure of phthalates. Boy, they say this word a lot for the U.S. population. That's a good drinking game, okay? Phthalates are a group of chemicals used in many products. They're used in plastic and vinyl softener, or they make vinyl softer and more flexible. So we see them in our perfume bottles, soap, shampoo bottles. We see them in plastic bags, building materials, toys, shower curtains, plastic wrap, water bottles, and food packaging. And scientists think that these phthalates, I know, I'm sick of the word too, that makes you giggle, they are leaching from plastic containers, gloves, you know, takeout containers, and other equipment into the food. Of course they do. Do you guys heat your food up in the styrofoam container when you throw it in the microwave? Yeah, you do. I do. Do you really want styrofoam heated up and getting into your food? I like to think it's completely inert and there's nothing to it, but there probably is something to it. So my butt that's been kind of getting bigger, I blame on phthalates. Guess I eat a lot of them. So government agencies like the CDC and the FDA have been skeptical about whether phthalates are truly harmful. There is growing evidence that at least some forms of them could be more dangerous than others, especially to young people. So for the study, the researchers looked at nearly 10 years of data from a national study of more than 10,000 people. They charted the relationship between where people remembered they ate the previous day and the phthalate levels of a urine sample. And they found that those who reported dining out the previous day and the association between dining out or whatever was stronger for teenagers. And they found, I guess, higher phthalate levels, especially if you ate fast food, fries, and burgers. So we don't want teenagers, you know, having endocrine disruptors or things that could kind of mess with their metabolism. We don't want that happening to children and pregnant women. All right? So try to eat at home. Now, some people will say, well, this is what I'll do. I'll order takeout and I'll eat it at home. We'll do Uber Eats. Okay, well, Uber Eats is still eating out. It's still eating out. Just because you eat it at home, I mean, we're talking, you need to get the ground beef, you need to get the chicken from the grocery store, add your own seasonings, and, well, see, this is what worries me. So I learned how to cook. I've never talked to you guys about my cooking expertise, have I? Okay. So I had two different grandmas. One who was German, so she learned how to cook. She was from Essen, Germany, and had fled the Holocaust to Israel. And she had learned how to make amazing Hungarian and German and European dishes, which many times were cooked in fat. My grandma was American, Lithuanian roots, and she was born during the recession time, right, era. And she also cooked with a lot of fat and was, because of her poor roots, like, for example, with the chicken, when you made a chicken for dinner, you ate everything on the chicken except the bones and the feathers. So you would eat the meat, you would eat the grizzle, the gut sort of, I forget what it's called, the organs, and then she would take the fat, fry it up, and that would be your starch, you would eat the fat. So we didn't really have the healthiest of cooking ideas. So when they would teach me how to cook, you'd have the oil, you had the butter, you had the lard, and you would, you know. Now, you would eat smaller amounts. You exercised a lot back then. Would eat a lot of vegetables. Wouldn't overeat dessert. But still, wasn't the healthiest of cooking. Then came my mom. So my mom tried to teach me how to cook. And my mom liked foods that I didn't like. She liked cauliflower. She liked mushrooms, and she liked Brussels sprouts. And you don't teach a young child how to cook something that they hate to eat. Then when she did cook meat, it wasn't seasoned very well. So my mom's cooking was horrible. It was so bland. She didn't like spices. She didn't like extra salt. So we grew up in a family with hardly any salt. I did not discover salt till college. there was a salt shaker on the table in the dorms. And I lived in the dorms because it was cheaper than an apartment. And I saw my friend grab the salt and add it to her fries. I also saw her ask for ranch dressing and dip the ranch dressing in her fries. Or dip the fries in ranch dressing. I'm like, what the heck are you doing? Are you allowed to do that? Well, she's like, yeah. You can do whatever you want to. What do you think a salt and pepper shaker for? That was the very first time I grabbed a salt shaker. And I added it to my fries. And I was hooked. I was like, ah! La. I was like, oh my gosh. And then I would lick the fry. I wouldn't even eat the fry. I would add more salt to the fry, and then I'd lick the fry. Then I'd add more salt to the fry and lick the fry. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is yummy. This is so yummy. Same thing with the ranch. I would use the french fry as a spoon and scoop up the ranch into my mouth. I was like, damn, that was delicious. So, unfortunately, food outside has to be built to last. Shipment, last beat of the freezer. Restaurants don't want to always have to buy fresh food. They want to know if they can have food there so that if they don't, you know, they could pull it out and, you know, defrost them and serve them for Sunday brunch or whatever. So, obviously, the foods have preservatives. And a lot of these things, including phthalates and other things that surround our food, I think is what's, you know, fueling our obesity epidemic. Because we ate fat, you know, we ate fatty foods prior, as you can see, with what I told you with the way my grandma's cooked in years past. But what's different? Well, now we're eating out more. That's a problem. Now, some of you will say, wait a second, I eat New York pizza, and it is fresh as can be, right? Yeah, it could be fresh, but again, are you eating off of plastic? Eat off of maybe ceramic plates or something. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DALI. There's a woman in California who has had back pain for 14 years. Now, why? Is it just typical arthritis? Is it that, you know, she sits at a non-ergonomic desk at work? No. She gave birth to her son 14 years ago and has the epidural needle still embedded in her spine. Amy Bright, 41 years old, gave birth to her sixth and youngest son, Jacob, by C-section back in 2003 in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 months after her C-section, she experienced back pain. That continued more than a decade. In November 2017, a CAT scan showed a 3-centimeter long needle stuck in her spine, the epidural needle. Apparently, it had broken off when she was given an epidural 14 years earlier. It caused extensive nerve damage along with severe back pain, leaving her with limited use of her leg and foot. Left leg. She was ticked. Every time I move and walk and bend and twist, the needle moves inside my spine. For 14 years, I've been creating soft tissue scar. Now, she and her attorney claimed that the hospital knew it was in there. Okay, hold on a second. Oh, boy. Okay. It had broken up, become trapped. They neglected to do anything about it. And these needles are about 9 or 10 centimeters. And they have a tip at the end, so the provider is supposed to inspect. Yeah, after you perform an epidural, you take the needle out, you're supposed to look at it. Which means if they knew, I mean, how do they not know? That is some scary stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, everybody needs to kind of, keep their pants on. This cure for cancer is just another headline getting us all excited about something, but it is a cool breakthrough. Okay, let me tell you the scoop on the latest. There's a promising new cancer, quote, vaccine that allegedly cured up to 97% of tumors in mice. And it's going to be tested in humans for the first time. This is being reported by Life Science. Experts say we're still a long way off from this being prescribed to cancer patients, but this is pretty damn cool. Researchers from Stanford University will test the therapy in about 35 people with lymphoma by the end of the year. According to San Francisco Gate, a long news outlet to San Francisco, the treatment stimulates the body's immune system to attack cancer cells. In studies in mice with various cancers, including lymphoma, breast cancer, and colon cancer, the treatment eliminated cancer tumors in 87 out of 90 mice, even when the other tumors had spread to other parts of the body. So if tumors spread to other parts of the body, we are talking about stage 4 metastatic cancer. And this treatment stimulated the body to attack cancer cells and helped fight it off. Dr. Alice Police, the regional director of breast surgery at Northwell Health Cancer Institute in Westchester, New York, she wasn't involved in the study, but she gave her 2 cents. She said that this news of a human trial to test the treatment is exciting, but she cautioned the results in animal studies don't always translate to people. We've been able to cure a lot of cancers in mice for a long time. She's right. What's more is the current human trials are for patients with lymphoma. So how do we know if it's going to work for breast, colon, other sorts of cancers? So it's not really a vaccine, but they're calling it a vaccine because of the way it incites your immune system. Anything that kind of, incites your immune system and provides long-lasting immunity, we would call it kind of like a vaccine. But the treatment does involve a vaccine-like injection. So, it's like immunotherapy. It contains a combination of 2 agents that stimulate T cells, a type of immune cell, to attack cancer. Normally, the body's T cells recognize cancer cells as abnormal and will infiltrate and attack them. But as a tumor grows, it suppresses the activity of the T cells so that these cells can no longer keep the cancer at bay. The new treatment works by reactivating the T cells, so they inject the vaccine directly into the tumor. The 2 agents in the treatment work synergistically in activating the T cells because these T cells were already inside the tumors that have essentially been pre-screened by the body to recognize cancer-specific proteins. So in these animal studies, when they injected the treatment into just one tumor, it worked to eliminate the tumors in other parts of the body, the metastatic. Why? Because the active T cells migrate to the other parts of the body once they learn what they have to attack. So when they circulate, they find, and oh, well, let's attack that too. So, in the study published January 31 in Science Translational Medicine, scientists gave the treatment to mice who were genetically engineered to develop breast cancer in all 10 of their little mammary pads. Have you guys seen a mice mammary pad? It's little cute mammary pad things. Mice don't have boobies. They don't have boobies. We humans, we have boobies, but we really don't call boobies on a cat or dog. They got little mammary pads. And they got little pads of mammary tissue, and that's where the little baby pup mice feed. And it's just so cute. Anyway, the drug was injected into the first tumor, and it appeared in the animal. And then the researchers found that the treatment prevented the occurrence of future tumors in many cases. So this is damn cool. But it's not new. Immunotherapy has now been around for a while. Already, we've been using immunotherapies to treat cancer, okay? But are we really, really successful at a lot of leukemias and lymphomas and metastatic disease? There is a treatment called CAR T-cell therapy. It was recently approved for some types of leukemia and lymphoma. And it involves removing certain immune cells from patients' bodies and genetically engineering those cells to fight cancer. See, that's the thing. The big problem with cancer, and this is a toughie, okay? Because some of you guys have said you're not going to do chemo, you have cancer, you're not going to do chemo, and, here's the thing. Chemo sucks. I know it's not fun. Because you get other cells caught in the crossfire. So when you have these agents trying to kill off the cancer cells, and some of these agents are damn good, some of your other healthy cells will become casualties, right? You'll have issues with your hair follicles and you'll lose hair and, you could lose a lot of your good immune cells and that's tough. But one theory that's been kind of weighing on a lot of us in the medical field's mind is, can chemotherapy ever weaken your immune system to the point that you don't fight the cancer effectively? Now, this is tough because, hear me out, okay? If you decide not to use chemo and your cancer is growing, your cancer is going to kill you. If it's the type of cancer that's malignant and spreads. But does all chemotherapy really benefit you? If you have, let's say, a slow-growing cancer, or you have a cancer where you're not 100% sure if you got it all out and you have a choice of using chemotherapy, right now we say, you want to know what? There could be some cells out there. We got to knock them out. And as long as we notice it doesn't hurt your other immune cells, we should take advantage of it. But some people have this theory and they're concerned that what if chemo suppresses the immune system to the point that if a cancer cell doesn't die from the chemotherapy, the cancer cell can take over and explode because now they have an opportunity. In my case, and with my patients, I would always say go for the chemo, especially if these chemos have proven time and time again. And boy, we have done amazing stuff with leukemia and lymphoma, and I can't tell you how many cancers we've cured. But I would be lying to you if I didn't say that a small part of me wonders if a select few cases worsened from the chemo. I don't know. That's why we need to look more into immunotherapy. We need to try to be more autologous when it comes to our treatment, meaning using your body's self. Introducing outside factors to cure your cancer, for some, may be exactly what works. But for others, may not. And you wonder. And I wonder if anybody's ever talked about that. So, if you came to me and you said you have cancer, and it is a cancer that is highly cured by chemotherapy, I would say, what the hell are you doing talking to me? Go get treated. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently, some of Mexico's most notorious drug cartels are upset by a price hike on junk food inside federal prisons. Have you guys heard about that? And they have found an ally in the country's Consumer Protection Agency. Look at how people, right, become friends. Look at that. Look how buddy-buddy. The federal prosecutor for the consumer said prisoners should not be gouged and should be able to buy products at the same price as the regular market. The newspaper Reforma reported Wednesday that some of Mexico's most notorious drug bosses, including former Juarez cartel boss Vicente Carrillo Fuentes, were among dozens of signatories in the complaint to the consumer agency. The agency announced later in the day that it has opened an investigation. The prisoners complained that prices have jumped 20% since prison commissaries were reorganized in October. It boosted the price of a bag of Cheetos from $2.35 to $3.30. Whoa. Do not tick off an inmate. What are they doing? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. We're going to be talking next week about if our kids are getting over-diagnosed and over-medicated. One specialist is saying that when a kid is moody, we don't necessarily have to diagnose them with depression. We don't have to necessarily put them on a pill. The problem is who is diagnosing the child? Moody, some of these kids that are moody, it could really mimic depression. And some of these kids who have committed suicide, their parents might say, I never thought they were depressed, they were just moody. So we're going to try to investigate that a little bit more in the month of April on, you know, how we're medicating our kids. Do they need to be medicated? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.